Monday, October 18th, 2021 workshop to order.
Can you just turn your volume down?
I did. Before I plugged my headset into it so that you couldn't hear it, but my new phone does not have this kind of pitch up. So.
Can you take it so you've
got a lot in the background? Well, then I can't admit people in, which is what I was trying to do with all this equipment, in case anybody else shows up in the waiting list. Okay, first thing on the... we're going down there?
No.
Oh.
No. Just good play.
Just, yeah.
Yep. Just good play.
We're good?
Maybe.
We are now. First on the agenda is to set the guidelines for the annual observance for Halloween. Town Manager DeReed.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, this is a revised version of the guidelines. Guidelines, as you've seen, was discussed last meeting, adopted October 1st, 2007. There was some concern about the age limitation and that the age limitation posed a limitation or restriction or exclusion on people who can't participate. That's not the intent, it never was. So what the revised guidelines show is they are very similar to the old guidelines with the age restriction and anything referencing age having been removed.
Do we have discussion?
No, I'm comfortable with it.
Anybody else?
I'm trying to find it. I apologize. Does the revised version that you're speaking of. Sorry. Yes.
Had the time, the hours.
Yeah, the hours.
Yes.
That was.
Yes. Yeah, I was comfortable with adding the hours.
Yeah,
I think
that
that's
was my
just
only
to give
thing.
A little more definable.
Yep. I'm good with it.
Okay. So if everybody is good with that, can I get a motion to accept the guidelines as published tonight on the October 18th meeting as our Halloween guidelines?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Next we have the VFW request for the Veterans Day Parade.
We received the request. James, one day last week, written request. So here it is for the approval and the other requirements necessary to have the parade here downtown.
From Mars till the bypass again?
The railroad. Roughly.
Railroad.
Railroad.
Railroad. Okay, I thought it went all the way up.
I think a lot of them do continue on to the VFW. But
the actual parade route. I've got no problem with that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Nope.
I don't either. So can I get a motion to allow the VFW to hold their Veterans Day Parade on November 6th?
I make a motion to allow the VFW to have their Veterans Day Parade on Saturday, November 6th.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have the easement request for the electric vehicle charging stations. Town Manager DeReed.
Madam Mayor, members of council, this comes back from earlier in the summer. The town received a request from DPNL for the purpose of locating electric vehicle charging stations somewhere in town. This is part of DPNL's effort to expand the availability for charging of electric vehicles. They requested some sites around town, so they have proposed downtown parking lot, Chambers Park, and the Marina Park. DPNL made the determination that the Marina Park was the best location, and what they've submitted, which came in at the end of July, was the right-of-way easement agreement that you best attached, as well as the exhibit that shows the footprint. Initially, the charging stations were to be closer to the water by the basketball court. You see now they are closer to Main Street and further away from the fishing area. So that gets them out of standing water and a more flood-prone area. Otherwise, as the document was reviewed by the town attorney, who had no additional comments, and therefore recommends pending further discussion and approval of the easement right-of-way agreement as submitted.
Well, how many do they plan on installing, Larry?
Three at this phase.
Okay.
And again, these are not the quick chargers. These are the slow chargers. So anybody who wants to plug their electric vehicle in is going to need to find some recreational activity around town.
That one gentleman from Baltimore said it would take him 4 hours because he had to go to Hurlock. I thought, my goodness, we didn't do it in Hurlock for 4 hours.
Okay. Bring a fishing pole.
Or a kayak. I liked the idea of having it done here at the fishing marina as opposed to the basketball courts. I'm not sure. I guess I'm assuming Delmarva chose that area because they have that transformer that sits right there and they can easily tap into that, would be my guess.
And it's drier.
Right. Do we have security cameras down there?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just curious. I mean, as long as it doesn't cost us anything, yeah, I'm okay with it. So.
And what, this is a swipe your card type of deal, right?
Correct.
To pay. Yes.
It's not a free meter.
Yep.
And they maintain the meters or the stations, I guess, mm-hmm. going forward.
Right, and then therefore I make a motion we grant the easement for the electrical vehicle charging stations at the marina.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is the draft nuisance for properties ordinance. Town Manager DeReed.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, members of Council, this is the first read of the draft nuisance properties ordinance. This was generated, I believe, at the end of July, early part of August, by Police Chief. And it lays out a pretty clear as far as approach, definitions, enforcement process, and orders to abate nuisance properties around town. There are strengths and weaknesses with any ordinance. This would give a little bit more clarity to the management of properties, including holding the property owner responsible for people on their property as far as promoting those people who would constitute threats or obstructions to public health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood. So it's worth a follow-up. It's probably worth another work session or two before it moves to any kind of formal adopting process, but it's another tool for both law enforcement and code enforcement to be able to address nuisance properties and individuals who pose those nuisances.
Did everybody get a chance to read through it? Or we can certainly, as we go to continue to expand, I think it's something that we need to move in that direction to give us a little more teeth to do what needs to be done. So is generally what happened, you would take all of the stuff and start putting it into an ordinance,
mm-hmm.
everything
yes.
that was given so far?
Yeah, so we already have a chapter 155 for nuisances,
right.
So I would just add this to there, and it's already got enforcement and how you appeal, like the declaration of a nuisance, so I would just incorporate those together.
Okay. Are you guys okay with us moving forward with an
yes.
ordinance for this?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Can I get a motion to do so, please?
I will make a motion that we move forward with the draft nuisance properties ordinance.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Next, Town Manager Drury, short-term agreement for the plan review and inspection services.
Madam Mayor, members of council, code enforcement officer slash building official provided his notice that he is retiring from town service, last day of effective service being Friday, October 22nd, 2021. So we need someone to fill that role. Staff is proposing, and previously staff has spoken with First State Inspection Agency to provide some services anyway. So staff is just proposing a 90-day period interim contract, which is fine with the folks at First State, while other decisions are made, whether that position is funded and becomes an in-house position, or whether it's bid out for a longer period of time, which will require a formal bidding process. This is a 90-day short-term agreement. Language was submitted by the proposed contractor, First State, sent to the attorney for review. You've got the markups there, and staff's proposing that council approve a 90-day contract effective tonight, and which would terminate 17th of January next year, with the provision that it can be extended if need be. Staff intends to bring the building official, code enforcement, planning and zoning functions, including the job description, to council in November for a work session discussion.
There's no difference between the way they're going to handle things and the way that things were done in the past.
Judging from people's opinion about the way things were handled in the past, I think something's needed to
improve. Yeah, I agree with that.
But having said that, yeah, I mean, Town Hub will still generate the permit. People will still come here for the application, pick it up. But if when they need their inspection, they contact First State, and everything was dealt with at that level.
Okay.
So the town isn't going to be, you know, the middleman for the inspection process anymore. It's going to be, come here for your permit, get your permit approved. You get your placard, put it on the property, and then work carries on. When you need an inspection, call First Aid.
And what about the cost of the First State?
Table's attached.
I mean, as far as...
So they were comparatively to what we were charging for permitting and inspection.
Right, that's what I guess. I wasn't sure what our permit fee ran on all of them, so I meant.
They can also do rental inspections, which obviously have fallen off. And without an inspector, no one's going to be doing the rental inspections. So that's a service that needs to pick up again. If we do 200 a year typically, we're decidedly less than that right now.
So do we need, and that's probably something that we need to visit, getting them on a schedule, and maybe that's something that goes in the new code enforcement application, rental, who the rentals are, what their inspection schedule is, and whether their inspection was done, and whether they're cleared to have their occupancy rental license.
Yeah, and in fairness to landlords, they should know when they're coming up for an inspection. And I don't know that that was always clearly expressed, because we do have some that have lagged behind. I understand during
right.
the pandemic, nobody got done. So from March of last year until May of this year, no inspections, rental inspections were done. So there's a whole period of 14 months that's lagging behind. But some right now, some of these properties haven't been inspected in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So are all of those properties in an Excel spreadsheet
yeah.
that we could actually import them into the new code enforcement application?
Yeah. It's one of my plans, hasn't happened yet, is to, on the external hard drive, download everything from that C drive and then upload it on this laptop and the other laptop. This way it's in multiple places.
Okay.
Because right now it's all on that. It's just on that hard drive over there.
And that's something that can also go in our...
It could do, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
we only have one copy, one master copy that we're working off of.
That would, well, we do. Well, we only have one master copy right,
right
now. But the problem is we only have one copy.
Right. Right. Well, we need to fix that. But importing them in, I think, too, would help us. And that system might send automatic email reminders for when, right, so we can send property owners, hey, you know, July 1st, you're up for inspection. Just a heads up, we will be giving this list to First State to contact, or whoever is doing the inspections, right? On this date, you'll be contacted, and your stuff must be inspected before or after. I think automating a lot of that will help us get us up to speed and keep everybody in compliance.
So from a fee standpoint, the fees that they have delineated here in the table, that's what, I mean, that's what they're going to charge us, but that's also what we're going to charge the
correct.
Company. Yeah. So
with the inspection, we're just going to be strictly be passed through.
Mm-hmm.
But on permit, we're still going to be charging our permit fees.
Sure. Okay.
Are any of our inspection fees linked to the ordinance where we can't charge more than what's in the ordinance?
A resolution.
Yeah.
But I think the resolution that you just adopted, the rental fee was pretty high. I think it was higher.
Well, that's
than
just rental fee. I'm referring
to all of them.
To anything.
Yeah,
do we have anything linked? Because if so, we can't really charge.
There should be a resolution for all fees. I only know of the rental because we recently did that one.
It's old if we have one. Probably maybe 3 years old or so if we do have one. Which would be the last time last time all the building fees were reviewed. Again, they should be reviewed every year as part of the budget.
But we can do a resolution at the November meeting to adopt them once we find out if there is one or is not one.
So would they be to put us in line with whatever, however we decide to work it, because this is only for 90 days, right? The process could change again, and I don't want to have to do a resolution, then redo a resolution when this is. So we should, I guess, plan for that out, but for the 90 days, this is what it is.
Yeah, so you could do it this way. You could get an inspection fee list from another town that uses a different agency and compare them and do the difference to kind of prepare for that in the future. Or you can just adopt whatever fee schedule your contract inspector uses.
Okay.
But you don't have to do a public hearing. I mean, you have to adopt it at a public meeting, but you don't have to advertise and do a public hearing. So it's a simple process to update them if you need to.
Okay. So is everybody good right now contracting for the 90 days for First State so we can at least keep the inspection piece rolling along?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So then can I get a motion to contract with First State for 90 days while we review what we want to do?
I move to accept the short-term agreement for plan review and inspection services with First State.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next, we have the request for qualifications for professional engineering services.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, the process continues to move along. So at this point, any direction to staff as far as who you want to interview, who you want to talk to, if you want to talk to anyone, request for additional information, clarifying questions, any of that is advisable at this point, just so we can have this process closed out sooner rather than later. Again, there's no firm timeline on this because it's not necessarily related to a specific project or expenditure or requirement. It's been a number of months. These firms we submit by mid-September.
I did review the packets, and honestly, I'm of a mind that I would like to hear from all of them instead of. I don't have a good reason to exclude anyone, and that was sort of the direction that we were given. They all seem very qualified, but I don't know what's a reasonable length of a presentation. You know, can we hear what we need to hear in like 15 or 20 minutes? I mean, so if that were the case, I think we could probably schedule a time and have them all come in on the same evening, perhaps, and just sort of go through them in one after the other.
Yeah, it house is pleasure to have this on a night other than the first or third Monday. We certainly make that arrangement and contact the firms to be of a help in person or by Zoom or however it is.
So what do you think, what kind of time frame do you think we should give each? I mean, I'm okay with hearing from all five. I went through the stuff, and there was some pluses and minuses I found on each one, but I'm not an engineer, so I would like to, you know, hear from them in person. I know one does not, they are not local. They are out of Hunt Valley, so.
That was an issue for me, but not necessarily a good
game
enough
changer.
One to,
right. No, know, I agree. It was just something that I made note of, so.
Yeah, but they could do it Zoom.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. We could certainly do it that way, for sure. So the question is, do we want to just schedule like a two-hour special meeting to have that? I think that's enough time to get five presentations from each of these.
I'm good with that.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and, I guess, work with them to get that scheduled. Do we want to pick a date now? Do you guys want to check your calendar?
I think that would be prudent to sort of maybe pick two dates, you know, just so we have it on the calendar. I don't know about the rest of everyone here, but my calendar fills up pretty quickly, so.
Mine does faster nowadays, I feel like.
Do you want me to add this? Do I need to open mine?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to assume.
Rhetorical question.
You're always welcome.
Well, I, you know.
So is there any day of a week that doesn't work for everybody? Should we keep it on a Monday?
Oh, June 6th doesn't work.
June 6th. Okay. I'm looking forward to spring anyway, so that's good. It was too cold for me today.
I'm free on the 8th. We have a meeting on the 1st and a work session on the 15th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm free on the 8th, but not on the 22nd.
And it's the opposite for me.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't have to be a Monday. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do...
I'm free on the 16th or the 17th. I'd rather not do it Wednesday.
Oh, when do you have your other meetings?
Every
night.
I could do the 11th, which is a random Thursday.
Of what month?
November.
I can't do the 11th. I'm up.
Yeah, or the 18th.
No, that's Greensboro.
Do you have meetings on Tuesdays?
Tuesday is probably the best day for me if I had to throw a day out there.
Not the first Tuesday. I have in the second and the fourth Tuesday. And third,
no. Oh, so no. So
I could do November 2nd.
Or December 7th.
This is going to be the hardest part, is picking when people are available.
Yeah.
So which of the Tuesdays you are not available? The first and the third?
The first and the third. Let me see. No, the second and the fourth.
Second and the fourth.
I'm not.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So we can do the 16th?
16th or the 30th?
The 16th of...
November?
No, it's the third Tuesday.
The 30th is the fifth Tuesday.
Right.
The 30th, I'm available.
Yeah. Okay, should we do the 30th? Okay, we have a winner.
Ding, ding, ding.
That should give everybody else out far enough time. I will go ahead and make the Zoom meeting. Okay.
One question, and this may be silly, but as I was looking through them, I was looking at scope of work, I was looking at having experience doing work either with us or locally, and then looking at the price schedules.
Mm-hmm.
I found that there were a couple that I thought were definitely higher than the rest, but I also found it difficult because different firms call things different.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
I almost wondered if there was a way that we could create either a dummy job, or the last time we used an engineering, last time we did any engineering, and just look at them all and say, price this.
Yeah, or you could say, this is our problem. Who would you send from your firm unless
right.
they're hourly rate?
Right.
You know, on every project you have the senior plus
mm-hmm.
his assistant plus a CAD designer.
Mm-hmm.
And then one company works with three different companies depending on
that
what your needs are.
That was very confusing, yes.
Yeah. I feel like you could end up with somebody from here or somebody from there depending on what you
right.
were doing.
So I wondered if it was either the last time we did something that required engineering and being able to take that real-life situation and having them price it, or just making up a scenario to try to
I'd
make
like
apples to apples.
Making up a scenario, only because Rao has been... I mean, they would have already known
right,
what
would,
it costs,
they would have an
so
on,
it would
right.
it would give an even playing
right.
field if nobody had worked on it.
Okay, yeah, is that something that we can maybe
okay.
mock up?
Yeah.
No, we have plenty of projects we can. But I think that would give everybody
yeah.
they give a half an hour presentation on what they would do or how they would do it. I don't want to waste their time as far as spending design, you know, so it wouldn't be something uber complicated, but it would be enough that they could explain
right.
what they would have to do as a staff that would be involved in something like that and how they would present it.
I felt like all of them bid a scope of work that was in line, and all of them had experience in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There were other little things like your location being out of area, or the three things, or little details in the bid
right.
that made me go, hmm. But it really, I think, came down to trying to figure out cost.
Cost, exactly.
Because when you looked at some of those cost schedules, they were vastly different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something I would put out there.
Are you
going to
start at 6 on the 30th or an hour earlier for 2 hours?
What time can everybody get here? What time can you get here, Scott?
On a Tuesday?
Yes.
Tuesdays, I can be here whatever time.
Like, so we could start at like 5,
mm-hmm.
do like a 5 to 7? That this way, in case we run, I'd rather
late,
start it earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's also planned in zone tonight, but we can meet upstairs.
Okay. Thank you.
And I will say, before they're all here, Davis Bowen and Fidel, correct me if I'm wrong, Christy. Isn't that who we used to use back
it is.
In the
yep.
90s and early 2000s? And I'm going to tell you, every project we did we not have a lot of issues? As my memory recalls, we had issues, it seems like, with everything we did with them. Maybe not major ones, but there was an issue with every project they did for the town of Fellowsburg, which is why we stopped using them.
I think their literature said from the early to mid-2000s.
Yeah, and I think police headquarters was one of them, wasn't it?
I think it was.
They did
yeah.
a lot of the big projects in town, apparently.
They did a lot, but I know everything we did with them, we sat here and had issues with it when they were here. So now it's been 20 years or whatever, and may be totally different, but I just wanted to say that because we did, as a town, have problems. So.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the history, though. Thank you. All right, next we have the advanced metering infrastructure water meter system replacement due date extension request.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, members of the council, the bid was put out, or their request for qualifications was put out with a deadline of Wednesday, October 20th. The question period closed on Friday. A qualified firm submitted a few questions, one of which were answered. One of their questions was because they came in a little bit late as far as requesting the qualifications packet, would it be possible? possible to have an extension from Wednesday, October 20th to Wednesday, November 10th. It's an extension of 3 weeks. Staff finds this to be a reasonable request. Everybody else who's requested, all the other, the four other firms who have requested packets would be notified of the extension of the due date so that they don't have to rush through tomorrow. They can have another 3 weeks if they need be, but they can submit at any time if they're ready to go. But this would just allow for a little bit more time for one firm, which is a qualified firm and would be a reasonable firm to request a cost proposal from, to work on SML. And staff finds that to be a reasonable request. It does, again, we're not necessarily working against any deadline. This is for a project where pay as you go, money's in the bank. And the second half will be here in July before you know it. So it isn't dependent on a time extension or a grant extension or going to a state agency for approval. This is strictly all in house.
Yeah. I have no problem with it. It might turn out to be the cheapest.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'd rather, this is a big project, I'd rather get have the most options available.
Correct.
And not rush it. So
agreed.
No. Okay.
All right. Do we need a
yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. I wanted to double check. Okay, we need to have a closed session to obtain legal advice on a contract. Can I get a motion to go into closed session, please?
Make a motion we go into closed session to discuss the pending contract.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. I think I can move everyone to a waiting room.
Be ready to stop?
Yes. Yeah.